I feel like chicken tonight.
So every time you say I feel like, I always hear fucking something.
Do you know not many people know that era of Wayne?
They don't.
I think I'm going to step to your girl. I'm going to let her know my name. She's going to look at her girlfriend like, bitch, I'm going to leave you. Yeah.
I feel like fucking
my nigga.
Do it.
Awful singer. Real, but he did just enough on that track.
That was his homeboy. He just did his homeboy.
You know what? It's time for real appreciation. Because let me tell you something. He got like four.
He's the one that passed away?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I know you can take a nigga out the ghetto, but you can't take a nigga out of me. Bitch, I'm a G. That's real. Yeah.
Now that I think about it, it does sound like
and, that. Yeah, and like this is my town, my home. Oh, this is my home, my home. Wow. This is me on my own. Let's get it on. Fucking real. Because, you know, he's Cash Money.
Ah, makes sense. That was Wayne's boy, man.
They're trying to make him the Cash Money Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
Remember for a while they were workshopping TQ?
Yes.
Bye bye, baby. I can't believe it. These niggas that shot my baby. The only thing that made me go crazy. Somebody's gonna feel my 380. Right. I hate what they did to the fucking the hit 'em up. Don't you know it's a way of life? That shit was
that
terrible.
That shit was ass.
That shit was terrible.
That shit was terrible. My God. Like, I want to go on the record and say that's the worst track to come out of Cash Money.
No, that era was a bad era. Short Dread Wayne wasn't a very successful era for Cash Money. The Hot Boys left. They were looking for identity. Wayne, hadn't yet, like, did Squad. It was just a dark time.
You know what, yeah.
The fucking Big Timers were keeping the lights on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? The fucking Big Timers.
And they could only do so much, but they did enough. They did enough.
They gave, you know, in hindsight, right, I was a kid, so I didn't understand, but giving Manny Fresh a solo album is a cry for help.
Yeah.
Letting Manny Fresh rap for 18 tracks straight means that you had nothing else to do. Trouble's brewing. Something's afoot.
We lost our star. We Manny lost
Fresh. Car real big, everything went real big, went through four white executives. Something's wrong. Okay?
Rims real big.
I'm sorry. Something's wrong at Cash Money Studios. I forgot we haven't even started yet.
Nah, we haven't.
Anxious to pod, guys. I'm ready.
Now you're listening to...
But are you anxious to sing?
Andy,
call me Potty Piper.
Oh. In fact, I got called a nigger so much, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my
Pod name. Stewart.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggets. NWO.
I'm changing my name on Twitter today to Pod Stewart. It's done.
No, Potty Piper.
We some niggas with a penis. We some niggas with a penis. We some niggas. With a pen, we some niggas. With a pen, nigga 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 with a pen, nigga. I know some niggas, and they got a pen. Bitch, you need a pen, you should get it from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, you should get it from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, you should get it from these niggas. Hey. Me, Rick, Benny, Chris, who else the fuck you know doing it like this? Hey, I'm about to roll up, smell your girl coochie, and then made a nigga throw up. You whole niggas should grow up. You know me, I'm about to flow up. I got these bars faster than these cars. My shit sit high like hair on Mars. Ooh, bitches lighter than the bars. Ooh. Throwing bullets like Brett Favre. Ooh, I'ma eat you niggas starve. Ooh, hey, you niggas larve. Hey, kinda gay. Dr. Marco, I earned a stamp on you fuck niggas. That's what I'm done. I'm done. I earned a DeMarco stamp.
Don DeMarco.
Shit like that.
That was marvelous. Amazing. Magnificent. Ladies and gents, it's the NWO Podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benesy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in buffoonery, plus...
Good evening.
Ricky the Prince.
Medea.
Well done.
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
Now, when you say, like, me there, is where you go wrong. Because you see, you're dragging the me. It's not me. It's me.
It's supposed to sound effortless. Me.
It's more of a sound than a word.
I'm still a part. I'm still in my transition. So,
which one, nigga? That sound
crazy.
Crazy. You sound crazy.
You sound crazy. You got too much dip on your chin.
I understood what he meant.
Fuck Rick Jenner. You sound crazy as fuck right now, pal.
Rick Jenner.
Your transition. That's wild business.
I'll take it how you want.
I know. Pause.
Rick Jenner. Well, our boy. Hey. Hey, take it how you want. His wild behavior.
It's all bad.
However do you want it?
Nah, I think he too got too much dip on his
however
chip.
However do you need it?
Can let that ride out.
How do you want it?
Oh.
That reminds me of, what was that, Belly?
Yeah. Oh.
However do you want it?
That was actually a bad movie. That was not really a good movie.
Are you ready?
What movie?
Belly. It was a long-ass music video.
So, you know, I tried to watch it because I never watched it at the height. And it
That's
was one of those things.
Was better.
Yeah, I had to be there for it because I couldn't get into it. Like, I understand
moment,
now, yeah.
Looking back, it's just trash.
It's not a good, like, a good I movie. Couldn't, you know. And people say it's iconic.
Because
it was the longest music video anybody
ever
seen.
It was a
seen.
Moment.
I saw a girl on TikTok this week. She said that she was raised whitewashed, and she's going back to watch a bunch of black classics. And she was reviewing Waiting to Exhale.
Okay.
And she was saying how it's mid, and it didn't pass the test of time, and it got me hot. Because I remember,
great movie.
It's a great movie. But then again, also, I saw it during the time.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in years.
You know what I mean? I saw it when the soundtrack was out.
Yeah.
When soundtrack, Whitney, you know, when Whitney was here hiding the drug use. That's when I saw it.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I watched it in 2022, fresh eyes, with fresh, fine-ass Loretta Devine, would I enjoy it? Still want to give her.
That was the first time I ever saw her look so, like that. I was like, whoa. She looks good.
I still want to give her work.
Wasn't Tony's song Let Go on the soundtrack? Or was that a song for Waiting to Exhale?
Yeah, that was on that soundtrack.
Let go. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Was it Let It Flow?
Let It Flow.
Yeah, Let It Flow.
I'm not gonna...
Everything's gonna work out right now.
That shoot that oop.
Everyone. Shoot.
In love sometimes. Whitney murdered.
Shoot.
Sometimes we're
That's what the girl said. She cleared.
Sometimes we're right in it. Who produced that shit? They have violins in the background.
We talking real music.
That's one of the best soundtracks of all time.
There comes a point when... You know who had a really good soundtrack that no one ever talks about? The fucking Kenan and Kel. Soundtrack to their movie was Fire Flame.
Take me there. I want to go there. Take me there.
So, 702 had this shit that was fire. All I want. All right.
Oh, that other song they had on there was good too. Why Does It Hurt So Bad?
I think you're talking about Rugrats soundtrack.
Yeah, it is. I was going to Take Me There slide, but two of them. You have to stop them.
Yeah, because somebody's going to stop you.
Nothing. Why Does It Hurt So Bad is from Waiting to Exhale. I was saying that was a Whitney Houston song that was pretty dope.
Oh, okay. I thought you went for another one.
Another what? So Rugrats was Kenan and Kel. Okay. Niganja.
There's another one. There has to be another one.
Another one. What?
Off of the Rugrats soundtrack. Wasn't there one by Mace?
That's the same Maya song.
Yeah, that was
same,
the Take Me one. There.
Right, okay.
He had a verse on there.
I don't know.
And Backstreet.
I don't know if that was a Mace decision or a Puff decision.
Puff.
But doing Puff. A verse, definitely Puff. No, I also learned it was Puff's decision to take the murder off of his name.
Of course.
Yeah.
fought for that murder.
Because that idiot wanted to be called Murder Mace.
He wanted to be Murder Mace. No, not wanted to be. He was Murder Mace.
But if you're advertised as Murder Mace, there's no Rugrats soundtrack.
Come on
now.
I can't put a Murder Mace on the fucking Rugrats
there's
movie.
There's no money to back you.
That's crazy.
We know what happened to the last guy with murder in his name, right?
Lil Murder?
Guys.
C.
Last year. Sir. Last year.
First name C. Last name murder.
Guys, last year the big guy just got murdered. Why the fuck would I allow you to put murder in your name? This is bad for business. Yeah. I just got him murdered. No cap. Why would I fucking let you do that?
He said last year the big guy got murdered.
Nah, it's the I just got him murdered part.
Just got him killed. Why would I let you do that?
No Mason Betha.
Come on, man.
You will be Mace. With the dollar sign.
It's really... No, one day we got to do a deep dive on how fucked up Diddy is. What he did to... What's his name? From Belize. The nigga from Belize.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah, that nigga. Is he like a pastor now?
Nah, he's the minister, ambassador. Right? Yeah, the prime minister of Belize. Sean's actually doing pretty good for himself.
I watched his his Drink Chaps interview. And he looks like... like he's trying to like forgive and forget.
That's why I thought he was a pastor.
But niggas, but niggas won't let him forgive or forget.
Mm-hmm. No, he can't.
This man turned his back on you at when you needed him the most. That's in the public. How do you feel?
Why doesn't he like address these things? He never talks about it.
Because the little help that Puff Daddy is giving you won't get it anymore.
Exactly.
Like if you shit on Puff, who's gonna care about you now?
You just said he's a prime minister. He doesn't need Puff anymore.
He's over here all the time.
You think being a prime minister of where?
The fuck?
Belize.
Nigga, being popular in Belize is like being popular in Haiti. You still got to come here.
So it means you're not popular at all.
You still got to come here, pal.
Okay?
If you want to be popular for real, yeah.
Oh, that telephone.
And then mind you,
you heard my voice.
It's the nigga raised in Brooklyn. What is Belize gonna do for you? They don't have bodegas.
They barely accept you in Belize for real.
My Mercedes, my Mercedes.
Whoa.
He reminds me of Zopoze.
That's funny as fuck.
What's wrong with you, man?
He's fucking ridiculous. He's on his bullshit today. Everybody beware. Rick's on a fucking tear today.
I think of
beware.
Maybe Larry Barrington, whatever that nigga name is. I sing to that nigga. What's up, man? Ah! He's like, what's up, man?
All right, man. All right, bro.
Somebody take the wine away.
He's unhinged today. We need to shackle this man.
All right, speaking of shackles, Brittany Griner is still locked up in Russia.
No, come on, man. Hey,
we want you guys ask for transitions, okay?
Wait a second. Here
they are.
Shut up. Shut up, Ricky. That's not the same thing, Ricky. Don't
That's hilarious.
Don't even bring the two together.
We're not transitioning the same way, pal.
Listen.
Okay. I was watching. Who was I watching? Fucking one of the Celtics. And they were saying how if it was LeBron, who was the one that was, in a Russian prison.
He'd be dead.
They were saying that he'd be free. And they think that she's still locked up over there because she's gay and just America isn't pressed about it. I believe she's been there almost, 2-3 months now?
I think it has a lot to do with her being a black woman more than her being gay. But
okay, but what can...
That's just me.
I mean, I'm sure Russia has their own rules, but like, is there anything realistically that America can do to get her back?
I'm going to keep it a buck with you.
Nigga, ASAP Rocky broke the law and we got him back, didn't we?
Nigga, we got the third most important ball. The fourth most important ball out of a Russian jail.
But at that time, America wasn't funding the war with their who's their enemies?
Fam, no, bro. That's not how that worked, bro. Not how that worked, bro. If you wanted it to get done, it'd get done.
They just freed niggas from Russia
Fuck is the holdup? Why?
She's not a priority.
She's that's a black up. Woman, no, bro.
She isn't the first American in a Russian jail. So it's like, we're thinking that she should be rich enough to skip the line.
She's not. That's why she was there in the first place.
Right. But also, like, because if LeBron was there, there's no fucking way in hell he'd be in a Russian prison still. No way in hell. No way in bloody hell. You hear me? You hear me? No way in hell.
I disagree with that.
Nah, bro. LeBron fucking James?
I disagree with that.
Nah, brother. I'm sorry.
I think the rich, powerful white suits prefer him in that fucking jail. This is your king, right? Let's make an example out of him.
It's LeBron. He's probably their king too, bro. It's the NBA.
Have you ever been to a
it's the NBA,
game?
Bro.
There are more white kids in those stands with LeBron jersey on.
Fuck you,
black
mean? All these fucking Euro stepping niggas. Where do you think they come from?
Yeah, they don't remember this guy anymore.
All these Euro steppers. Where do they come from? Big Mother Russia. They learn the Euro step in Europe.
NBA is big in China too. Who's to say that China might, you know, not stand up on their behalf to try, you know, organize his release as well?
We'll take him.
You guys have way too much in white faith in white people thinking they would bust LeBron.
I don't have faith, but it's about the bottom line.
President Trump went to go get fucking LiAngelo Ball. LiAngelo goddamn Ball.
It's principle, bro. It don't
we
have
the
nothing.
Wrong motherfucker in office. That's what
it's
I'm trying
principle.
To tell you.
I've been said that though. If Trump was president, BG would have been home.
Don't call her BG. Don't do that. Okay?
I was thinking of the nigga.
Yeah, I was
all right, please. Don't do that. BG is a nigga from an army, better yet a Navy. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. Her name is Brittany. All right? That's what her name is. Mama call her Brittany. I'm gonna call her Brittany. I don't care.
She got busted for weed, right?
A weed pen.
Oh, come on.
Y'all mutting it, kid.
Come on, ZB.
Come on, ZB. Y'all mutting it, kid.
Chill. This is an RB. You an RB. Come on, RB. You mutting it.
Russian boy. Oh, bro. Russian boy.
That's funny.
Damn, dog. As much as I hate to admit it, I think Donnie would have got her out by now.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
On some pride shit.
Yeah. Why do you hate to admit?
You think Donald's gonna let them niggas fucking punk him around?
He won't stand for it.
It's so funny that they call him Big T. That's how they refer to him.
I'm not gonna lie.
He would not stand for it.
I'm very interested to see what this shit would have been with Ukraine had he been in office.
I wish this would have happened when he was in office. Like, why is this happening now?
And
I want to see how he
would. I think he would have told Russia, hey, come on, man.
I don't fuck with him.
You could do this peacefully.
But I don't think it would have went down like this.
It would not have went down.
It would have been peaceful. Because it would have been a peaceful acquisition.
Because,
yeah.
You could just have it.
You're right. Because you're right. That's exactly. You're right.
And you're right. If America says go, who's going to say no?
You're right.
Come on, man.
Right. You could.
Right, but you know what? The thing about it is we never get the right person. So when they do double back and they vote that nigga back in office, that's going to be his last term. So you know what that mean? He finna show his ass.
He ain't show his ass last time?
That's what you think. Man. You think last time was something? Wait till you see the second round, nigga.
Recently, people have been retweeting and reposting that video of him like throwing the paper towels into the crowd.
That shit is so
come on,
funny
bro.
To me, man.
Like legendary moments at president,
that shit
man.
Is so funny. That shit when that nigga yelled, "Ali Akbar," and that nigga went stuck in looking around. Yo, that shit had me fucking crying, man.
And he kept it coming. Remember, he was at another rally, and like apparently there was a black person in the crowd. He was like. And look at you over there. Look at my African American over there.
Remember when they
aren't you the greatest?
Remember when they edited it and put the nigga in? Yeah.
Aren't you the greatest?
I was drooling the first time I saw
that. Did y'all ever see the dude that was standing behind him with the Blacks for Trump shirt on?
Look at my African American over there. That is so racist.
The nigga that was standing behind him with the Blacks for Trump shirt on used to eat at the restaurant.
That's what's his face, the black man, yeah?
Yeah.
I forget his name. Ignorant nigga.
Blacks for Trump.
Aren't you the greatest?
Speaking of the greatest, somebody won, well not somebody, some white woman won Mrs. Haiti.
Bro.
I saw that. She's white?
What you mean? She's translucent, Chris.
She Haitian, ain't she?
I mean, kind of.
They got white Haitians?
Yeah.
Like real ones?
So
not just white people that speak Creole?
Here's the problem, right? You see, niggas never talk to you about the other half of the revolution. When these niggas went and cut off the heads of, like, these slave masters, Haitian niggas kept the wives.
Hassan is kicking rocks so right listen, now, y'all niggas.
So listen, they kept the wives.
Come on.
Mulatto children. The Holocaust happens. Jews fled to Haiti. The Polish flees to Haiti. Germany flees to Haiti. It's also why the United States occupied Haiti, because they were concerned that that Haiti was going to be a base for Russia. So they go in there, occupy Haiti, murder a bunch of Haitian Germans, and burn all their businesses down, just to ensure that none of that weird Holocausty shit happens on this side. So it's like, throughout Haiti's history, there's always been white motherfuckers there in control and at the very top where they're safe. So Haiti's majority black, but is run by the 1% white.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
It's the game.
Same thing with Jamaica.
Who runs Jamaica? Right. Like all of them are majority black and white ran.
I didn't really know there was like real white Haitians.
And this is the thing.
White people that these went
are
to Haiti.
White people that have been in Haiti for generations and are culturally as Haitian as anybody else.
That's what's crazy.
But the thing is, anybody who knows Haiti history is the history literally is we don't want crackers here.
Yeah.
That's the history.
That's why it's so
the
crazy.
History is we don't want crackers here, and niggas from everywhere all over the world, if you're a free man, you're a citizen of Haiti. Those were the rules. Anybody who comes to Haiti and you're a black man who plant feet here, you're a freed citizen of Haiti.
I understand why they didn't want to kill the
world. Oh, come on. Niggas had to die. They couldn't go. You were trying to be a safe haven for slaves?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. We have to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, bro.
But at the same time, bro, the Bible warns us of these things.
Bible also said Virgin had a baby. I don't know, bro.
That's crazy, right?
I don't know, bro. Yeah.
The Bible tells some crazy stories.
I don't know. I know some virgins. They ain't never do that before.
At least not recently.
Speaking of virgins, anybody seen this Roe versus Wade shit?
What?
Yeah.
I know I'm on fire today. Come on. It's gonna have to cool me off. I'm on fire, guys. I can tell when Ben's covering his face, I'm cooking. But when Ricky covers his face, I'm on fire.
I think he said, speaking of virgins, bro.
This Roe v. Wade shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? This is one of these things that I speak so casually about because it's not my fault and I can't fix it. I don't have to be nice. Like, there are people actively fucking this up. I didn't do it. Nothing that I can do can fix this. I don't care.
I just don't. My whole thing on this, I'm not well versed in this shit. I just don't like how grown men are able to make decisions for women's bodies. Like that should not be allowed, bro. Like, that's basic human shit, bro.
And then,
like,
it's bigger than this shit, bro. Women are a casualty in the race war.
It's race war. That's what's going on. That's all it is. It's a race war.
Like, this is a ploy for the race
population
war.
Population control.
And unfortunately, you guys are catching a stray.
Yeah.
Right? And the niggas preparing for the race war won't tell you they're preparing for a race war.
That's what it is.
So I don't even know how you defend this.
We're not preparing for a race war. It's here.
It's here we are.
Yeah. We're in it.
It's happening.
The issue is niggas are strapping up preparing for a race war whole time is happening in Congress.
It's happening. That's where it is.
Whole time the race war is happening at the White House, unfortunately.
That's exactly where this shit happens.
You can get all the fucking guns you want, but unfortunately, you can't shoot this problem, pal.
That's why
the whites are losing their numbers, so go ahead, Ben.
No, I was just going to just piggyback. Like, that's why I feel like if we're going to try to control, like, you know, how soon or whether if a woman can abort a baby, we have to start putting limitations on certain motherfuckers. And I know two people that we have to nominate first and front and center. Okay, Kiki Wyatt and fucking Nick Cannon. We have to shackle those motherfuckers. If they're gonna go this route, put limitations everywhere.
You know what the craziest shit about, like, when I listen to the Roe v. Wade debate, and I listen to people who are pro-life and pro-choice, like, it's obvious to me that the solution is something right down the middle because everybody's right. You understand? Like, abortions have gone rampant. Motherfuckers are using abortions as a form of birth control.
Yeah.
I know this to be true because I used to be one of those niggas. And people really just don't like value life and they're not taking it seriously. And people will begin to if you ban it. But also, like, you just can't force people to have children that they don't want to have. Women should be able to control what they want to do with their body. If they can go to fucking Brazil and make monstrosities out of their bodies, they should be able to fucking plug a baby. What the fuck?
Well, my question is, like, you mentioned the thing about the abortions. Like, if that's what the person wants to do, why do we give a fuck? Like, why should you give a fuck? If they want to have 17 abortions, why do you give a fuck?
Okay, but see, this is the, if we live in the world where a person can have 17 fucking abortions, you're a fucking murderer, and we're fucking...
In Jamaica, they would say, you're pum pum my graveyard.
Yeah, pum pum my graveyard. But also, we're complicit in those murders. And it's like, the atmosphere that we had last year, 2 years ago, you can go get an abortion anytime, any place, for any reason, without any questions. And that's just wild. It's fucking major surgery. It's kind of killing. You know what I mean? So it's like, it is some shit that shouldn't be taken as lightly as it is. So there should be some more steps.
It should be more. Okay. Yeah. I'm okay with the steps.
But that's what I'm telling you. Yeah. Like, they're both right. And the solution is down the middle. But I don't think anybody's interested in a solution.
So do you think that there should be, like, reform at the Planned Parenthood centers and shit like that?
Yeah, because
Planned Parenthood need to be
there needs to be something that makes both sides happy. I mean, people who are genuinely pro-life just want life to be taken more seriously. They don't want people to just be murdering babies because they can. I can't argue with that.
I get it.
You understand? But also, like, if I get raped or I just don't want this shit, I shouldn't be made to keep it because people want babies.
That's where the niggas who are for abortions take it way too fucking far. They want motherfuckers to have babies that they were raped and had. They've been imprisoned and had, like, bruh.
I'm going to keep it a buck with, because I feel like they know in their heart of hearts, if you pin one of them niggas down and got them in the hallway and talk to them like a person, they have to know that's insane.
Yeah.
But it's just about, so you ever tried to be right and went too far?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what the fuck I think this is. I think that right now, motherfuckers are trying to be right and it's OD. But I don't believe for 1 second that a nigga believes you should have a fucking rape baby.
I know, like, what about a woman who's 47 and got pregnant and is scared, like, hey, man, you know, the older I get, the pregnancy might not be good for me or for the baby. I don't want to have to be, I have to be penalized and put my life on the line just because you feel like I should have this fucking baby? I feel like that decision should solely be placed on the mother and the father. You know, if they want to talk about it and make that decision, that should be on them. It shouldn't be on us as Congress. Yeah, I don't think we're complicit in the murders. Like, yo, that's not my business, bro. What you do with your vagina, your womb.
Okay, but
I,
like,
feel like there's like a inner conflict even within like the most basic principle of our Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because you can't impede on somebody's pursuit of happiness, and maybe them aborting that child is a version
of
that.
That's what they do in America, is to impede on your happiness.
And on top of that, like, you might also be prohibiting like the possibility for life in that baby. So, like, I feel like there's a
clash.
There's a fundamental clash there.
But people who, like, aren't using condoms or birth control just because abortions are going to save me, people who are 4, 5, 6 abortions in, like, those people who have those kind of attitudes, how the fuck do we curve those attitudes and curve those kind of people?
I think that's a little bit different.
You understand? Because that's why motherfuckers want to ban abortion.
Yeah,
because
they're abusing.
For those people.
Right, they're abusing.
And that's the problem here is that, like, they're trying to punish a few, and there's a lot of strays.
There's a lot of strays.
There's a lot of strays. So it's like, clearly the solution is reform, down the middle, some give and take. But that's not the conversation that motherfuckers are having.
And I'm okay with them having that conversation. I just personally feel like it should be had with women, not men. Men should not be at the fucking table
but
at
they,
all.
But they haven't. They don't let women in Congress, nigga.
You want to be realistic? Like, what else in this world do just women decide? Like, men run the world. I think that's a real crazy, naive perspective.
But I think that's what's part of what's wrong with this fucking world. It's like, I think some shit we should not be involved with, and some shit, you know, it's just like those the type of decisions.
I can't even take your we. It's not we. Like, I'm a man, but not one of the men that gets to make these policies.
Right.
You know what I mean? Them.
Them. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Them, like them. They should not be, they should not be making those fucking decisions.
Here's something. They decide everything. And why should this be the exception?
I think there should be a lot of exceptions.
Okay.
Nah, that's what I'm saying.
There should be okay. A lot they, of fucking go ahead, Brother Cook. This, go ahead, Brother Cook.
I think that's why, like, you talk about the fundamental, that the Constitution, no one fucking follows a fucking Constitution. I'm a fucking citizen. I don't get treated like one. I'm a citizen of the United States. As a black man, I don't get treated like that. So fuck that Constitution. No one follows that shit. It's bullshit. Don't fucking reference. That's the first thing you want to do is reference the fucking Constitution. Fuck that Constitution.
That shit. None of you motherfuckers follow that shit. People.
It's a bunch of hogwash. You know what I'm saying? So you can't be a fucking big old fucking fat ass nasty old white man
hilarious.
Sitting in fucking Congress telling a fucking woman what the fuck they should do with their fucking body. That shit don't make sense to me.
Especially because I know the moment that one of these guys in Congress impregnates a 15-year-old, they're going to get an abortion.
Facts.
How many of these niggas have paid their fucking escorts and paid these girls that they've raped to go get fucking abortions?
These kinds of people, though, they never expect to have to follow the rules that they create. Mm-hmm. These rules are for you animals.
Because
it doesn't affect them until it hits their front door.
You understand? When prohibition happened, crackers were the drunkest. You know what I'm saying to you?
Absolutely.
Like, it's just, they don't make these rules for them.
Why you think prohibition is no longer a fucking thing?
Fucking the mafia? Crackers?
Come on, bro. Fuck out of here with that bullshit, man.
Speaking of bullshit, they really, I know we spoke about it lightly last time, but we've since acquired more information. We may not get a Slime Season 4 out of this nigga, bro. Sorry, Slime Season 5. We may never see another Slime Season again.
It's over. As a Young Thug fanatic, it hurts my heart. It's over.
People are snitching.
It's done. He's done.
On Big Slime. His friends are cooperating with the authorities. They're not giving my dog Bond.
Fuck, man.
Not letting him out.
I was hoping all this shit was like not true.
Yeah,
I was hoping it was that it's not gonna stick, but it sounds like it looks bad.
It's sticky, brother.
It's bad, man.
Do you think it's that this business, is just like the pause. Beginning of the rabbit hole, maybe?
I think I do want to say this though. I don't think that they should be using rap lyrics in court. I think that's fucking bullshit.
It's insane.
I think that's fucking bullshit.
Okay, but now let me ask you a better question. With people like Young Thug and YMW Melly or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
Like, how close do the lyrics have to be to the crime before you go, okay, what the fuck?
Bro, because Thug be this.
Because, hey, let me tell you something. Thug has a bar for every crime they say he committed.
Okay.
You hear me? Like, there was a report of him shooting somebody's mother's house. Something pull out the Tommy. Couldn't find a nigga, so I hit up his mommy. Yeah. Like, every time, like, they accuse him of some shit, there's a bar too specific to ignore. Because when I first saw it, I was like, you can't use rap until you see the examples.
But you still can't use rap. I don't care.
I think it's trash.
Okay, but that's like saying, okay, if I'm Martin Scorsese, I get accused of murder. You gotta go use the movies that I directed that has a murder scene in it?
They would never.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, no cap.
If I'm Post Malone and I'm talking
y'all haven't heard of the what's, you know, the guy who paints those the happy trees? You know that nigga?
Yeah, the Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Y'all never heard of Bob Ross conspiracy?
They said that every time he paints one of them shits, like it's a.
Where like his paintings, a few of his paintings, they found like the actual location and found bodies.
Bodies, yeah. I heard that. Was it true though?
Hmm? Yeah.
Was it true?
They've actually found bodies at some of this nigga's paintings, bro.
Hey, everybody. Today we're painting trees.
And I know, like, for, right. like I'm saying, like, if I'm Post Malone or one of these country artists and I'm talking about getting drunk and giving a girl tequila and then he just happened to get accused of rape, are you going to go look at his lyrics? You're not.
They might.
You might have to. If this is what you're going to do,
especially Post Malone.
But you see what the problem is?
It never happens.
If Post Malone gets accused of rape right now, you think that shit's hitting the media?
No.
Yeah. White Iverson. I'm not gonna lie. Everything that he does, I'm disgusted just by looking at him.
He looks really dirty.
He looks disgusting.
He looks like he smells bad.
But all the grace that he gets from me comes from White Iverson.
Mm-hmm. White Iverson.
Yeah.
Like his initial splash was so
good. You know what's crazy? I forgot what I was watching. They were breaking down that song. And in terms of a song, it's a really bad song. It's not a good song.
It doesn't make sense at all.
It makes no sense.
But it captures an essence. Oh my God. Almost.
When I started balling, I was young.
I need that ring like I never want. Like, it's a bad song.
It's a bad song.
But sussing on you. Ah. You dirty la, motherfucker. Da, da, da. That shit. Even the beat was so floaty. Yeah.
It was very floaty. It was wavy. Da, 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 da.
It was like a little piano pad.
Yeah, piano pad. But yeah, man, I think what they're doing to Young Thug, I mean, not what they're doing, but if what he's being accused of is true, and it looks like witnesses are cooperating and people are flipping, it's looking very grim for him.
Let me ask you a question.
God bless the victims.
If he is guilty of what he did, does he deserve to be in jail?
Of course.
Ben?
I mean, if you do the crime, you have to expect to do some time, maybe.
Christopher?
His beautiful melodies don't excuse him of that. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's what I was going to say.
I just see him in court. Nah, pal, not here.
You think you're going to sing your way out of this?
Can't rap your way out of this.
You can't ad-lib your way out of this one, pal.
Nah, man. I think if you do stuff like that, you definitely got to go to jail, bro.
That nigga's going
to
be in jail until he's old, though.
In the words of my man, Rand,
hey,
bro.
Put old thug down. Fuck that.
Old thug. He's going to be in there until he's old, thug.
Ooh, boy.
That might have to be it. O-T.
Ali, I think you're Jeffrey.
Whap, whap.
Okay. All right. He used to make his voice so high,
though. Dog. Nick Cannon just put two more out there. Three, sorry. Four. Sorry. One of them is black.
Yeah, he got a black one.
Which is really, it's black history.
I guess it's impressive, huh?
That's Nick Cannon's first black BM out of like 27.
I was having a conversation with my homie in my DMs about Nick Cannon, bro. And I feel like somebody that moves as conscious as he portrays, two things here. Either you have a bigger picture that you're not letting other people in on, and that's cool if that's what you're doing. But he claims that he's active in all these kids' lives, bro. How in the fuck?
He means financially. He got to mean it.
That's the only, like,
he addressed it on Joe
how
Biden's
you
podcast.
A part of all he of these children. Come lupus. On, man.
So he has the lupus. As far as the women are very, very well taken care of. Like
I'm sure he
says they never ever will ever have to work.
That nigga is not stop working.
But people don't realize how much money Nick Cannon has. So he went on Joe Budden's podcast to kind of remind people of who he is, what he's done, what he's accomplished, and how much he's actually worth. The guy he's worth a lot of money. He has his hands in a lot of shit. A lot of shit you see on TV, that's Nick Cannon.
Yeah, but
they were trying to get that nigga out of here for a reason.
Bro, no one. And I repeat, no one is assuming Nick Cannon to be a poor man. Okay? Mariah goddamn Carey saw him fit. Mm-hmm. Okay? We've never doubted his pockets. No matter how rich you are, this is he is in the teens with his kids.
Yeah, probably the 20s by this point, right? Because he's double backing now on some of them.
I mean, that's actually the right thing to do. Why not?
But what I also noticed is that none of his baby mamas have priors.
If you're going to do this, get some freshies.
Why would you be in another? Why would you be trying to buy a used car?
So I could pay for another nigga kid by mistake?
That ain't
yuck.
Nah, you're going to have to.
Oh, you're going to have to, yeah.
Yeah.
By default.
You just can't buy your kids a birthday gift.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah,
your rich daddy got to buy everybody a gift.
And then even if you try to, no good mother will take your child support and just spend it on your kid.
In that contract he signs with them, he puts a stipulation in there that you can only fuck me.
No, you can only have a baby by me. I don't think he can control who they fuck.
I will say this. Any woman who has a baby after you had Nick Cannon's baby for a reason that's not being madly in love, you're a fucking numbskull.
Numbskull.
You're a fucking numbskull.
Stop telling women what they do with their fucking bodies, goddamn.
I wouldn't let poor nigga come anywhere near me. Mm-hmm. Are you crazy?
Man, if I that shit like acid. That sounds crazy.
Treat poor nigga cum like poison. If I was a woman, cum is lava. The cum is lava. Nah. You gotta be. We have to. The cum is lava.
Are you guys fucking kidding me? Yo, one day I want you guys to scroll on the app and read these titles, guys. I promise you'll be laughing for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm laughing
the cum
right
is
now.
Lava. The cum is lava. What's wrong with you? No, but if I was a woman, though, I'd be a fucking hoe. I'd make this pussy get me right out the ghetto.
You know what? It's easy to say that until you think about how the customer views pussy.
What was that? I get a BBL and I'm good.
I'm telling you, like men don't really value pussy that you put everywhere. You know that.
If you have a BBL and you're still poor, joke's on you, bitch.
I saw a tweet. I saw a tweet today that said I would never fuck a woman with three jobs. Ew.
That's what I'm saying. Jokes on you is crazy.
How you poor and got the BBL? Everybody wants to fuck you already with your, when you had the bad body. You went and got it mechanically. You got a new car. You got a new car. And are you still fucking walking? All right, bitch. You
mechanically engineered ass.
Come on, bro.
Who was it that said that anybody who got a BBL or you're not a stripper is an idiot? Who was that prophet?
Like, come on, bro. I'm a sex worker. I'll do something.
I think it was a woman we had on the show, though.
Who was the prophet? It was a woman?
I think so. I think a woman said it on our show.
I'd be a sex worker. I'd do something. I'm an OnlyFans doing something. The fuck?
It's just so few of them look good.
Yeah, it's
not you know what I mean?
So, I don't know any BBLs that like, look great.
Not like, many of them good. Are spending the 17 yeah, bands or the whatever same. The fuck that
yeah,
is.
They're just going down here to get the $5,000.
That's it. The little snatchback shit. Yeah.
And then like, why don't the BBLs work for your shoulders? What's that? how come they don't BBL your shoulders?
Big broad ass
shoulders. Big skinny ass.
What about your lunch lady elbows, bro? Like,
arms still be looking crazy. No,
I told you, I hit a BBL recently. They're doing the arms now. She had like a little line right down the back of her arm.
Good
so
for her.
So they suck some fat out of there.
She's smart.
Hey, but you guys shouldn't be fucking before you heal. That's really rude. Okay? You should really get rid of the lines first before you jump back into the game. It's the right thing to do.
Had
I think.
An open wound on her?
Yeah, I mean, the fuck? I'm fucking in this gauze on you, man.
That's wild on you. You ain't leave when you saw the gauze, nigga.
No, he came there to fuck.
No, I'm joking. There was a gauze, but there were lines. You know, like this horse a month and a half old tops.
You think a woman that's ready to fuck there and it plus see some gauzes, that's the end all be all. Oh, man, gauze, gotta get the fuck out
bitch,
of here now.
Okay.
Fuck, man.
Is it infected? All right, open it. I'll fuck it. I'll fuck you
what?
In the wound.
Okay. All right, man.
Hey, y'all boys. No, you wouldn't get filthy. You wouldn't get disgusting. No. You guys won the pod today.
Open it up, fuck it. What's going on, man? Guys, this ain't 2018. We can't talk like this no more.
Sorry. I told you I was back. I'm sorry.
Open it up, fuck it.
Nah, that's bro, the turning your badge. That's it, man.
Turning your badge.
I need you to log out for me real quick.
Jesus, bro.
I need you to log out real quick.
These niggas think it's 2018 again.
All right. Let's go to more positive shit. Speaking of 2018 again. Golden State trying to look like something again.
Uh-huh.
They're looking like the
come on, Chef.
The Golden State of old.
Come on, Chef.
Curry literally, you see, and this is the difference between niggas like Curry and niggas like KD, right? Curry looked around and realized, oh, it's not about to be nobody else. It needs to be me today. Apparently, it's me. So let me earn these two zeros on my check. Let me earn these fucking two zeros after the fucking what? I'm just gonna get like 120 million, 170 or some
crazy,
some dumb shit,
super max,
some dumb super duper max, and that what came
it
out
might
there.
Be 200, ain't it?
We're gonna touch the finals, but I want you guys to know too that Giannis, I think Devin Booker, and what's the kid in Dallas, Luka Doncic, are gonna be the first players in the NBA. To qualify for the super max, the $300 million contract, because they got all in their contract now with the new Players Association. And your fourth year, if you became an all-NBA selection, when it's time to re-up, you not qualify for the $300 million contract. So them niggas about to cash out. Crazy.
I don't know why kids would ever play football. I don't know why you'd risk CTE for that $50 million. Nigga, I don't know why.
Fuck that. You know what? If I was physically gifted enough to be a professional athlete, you know where I'm going? I'm going straight to soccer.
I'm going soccer.
Man.
Close second, maybe baseball.
Baseball, maybe.
They get paid.
That's
they
crazy, get... bro. Zayden picked up baseball now.
Thank
yeah.
God.
Yeah. That's a smart move.
Thank God. Hey, get your Ken Griffey up.
My homeboy. Nah. My homeboy.
I used to be Ken Griffey, bro. I used to be the shit in baseball as a kid.
Yeah, baseball's the shit, bro. But back to the finals. Yes, it's tight right now. As we're recording this right now, as it stands, there's 2-2. Curry had a massive performance last night, 43 points. Shout out to Wardell Curry. And I think he wants to win that finals MVP, man. This will be his fourth ring. If he wins it, he'll get his eye finals. Like, what could you say? Like,
I'm not going to lie to you.
And had the defensive player of the year on him like that.
What shit can you talk about Curry after that?
Jordan Poole is also looking insane.
Yeah, Jordan Poole's nice.
I mean, he's showing up now, later on. He wasn't really looking too cool earlier. Like, I mean, in the first round.
Earlier where?
The closer they get to the championship, the more he kind of was fading away. Up until these last few
because
games.
During the Heat series, he was, I mean, not the Heat series. What series?
Memphis?
He was annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
During the Memphis series. Every time that.
Before, what's his name? His name? John Morant went down because Ja was cooking him.
Yeah.
Ja was cooking.
I see that they gave fucking Gary Payton some steroids because he was supposed to be back.
Nah, he wasn't supposed to be back. He wasn't supposed to be back.
Drugs, nigga.
He's balling, too.
They gave him the Super Soldier Serum, nigga. What the fuck?
He dunked that. He dunked the other night.
You shouldn't be doing that. They said he was gone for the rest of the year. Now I see this red nigga flying down the court.
Yeah.
Playing defense and all.
That is the reddest team in the history of the NBA.
What?
Did I tell you that Eli called those niggas the Golden Skin Warriors?
The Golden Skin Warriors. Wow.
That's crazy.
He's a genius, bro.
That, bro. Nigga had me crying. You know, hear me?
You know how when you have superpowers and you're wondering whether or not your child is gonna get it.
Yeah,
you're starting to show him.
Yeah, nah, him. Yeah. That's he just crushed a can that without touching it. Type shit.
With his mic. Yeah. Son, you have your father's powers.
Yeah, that shit.
I'm like Goku right now, bro. This nigga said, "Why is everybody light skinned on this team?" They should call him the Golden Skin Warriors. He just there said that shit. He didn't wait for the bomb to drop or nothing. He just went back to scrolling his phone like, hey. Yeah,
so, you better put your Warriors up. That's it. Yeah, that's the episode. All right, we're ready.
That's it.
Make them niggas super saiyan. You should make them all super saiyan. That'll be funnier. All
right. Speaking of light skinned niggas who are super saiyan, Cap got a football tryout.
Yeah, so?
With the Raiders.
We've been potting for how long? This nigga get a fucking tryout every season. Who cares at this point, man? He took the deal. He got his money. Nobody gives a fuck that he took a knee anymore, bro.
Cap has been struggling the entire, 4 years now?
Come on, man.
We've been potting. Cap's been struggling.
I want to say he's struggling. I think he's good. I think he's good.
Man.
He made money. He's all right.
He deserved everything that he's getting. Every bit of black balling that he's getting right now, he deserves it.
Fuck no, he don't.
Yes, he does.
He took the
money.
Oh, come on, bro.
You ain't stand on no principle?
He took money from Nike?
Man, he took money from
He
got
to be poor to stand up?
What the fuck?
He sued them because they fucked up.
Sued who?
The NFL.
And did what?
Got money.
Okay, and then did what?
Tried out.
Exactly. Went back begging.
He ain't begging. This
he applied for a job. That was the whole point of this shit.
You should have joined Damian Dash Football League, bro.
Okay. So, all right.
Come on.
I'm getting off the bus right here. You can keep riding the bus if you want to, but I just got off. This is my stop. This is my fucking stop. I'm fucking... Yeah. I'm fucking done. I'm fucking done. This is my stop. Go ahead. Finish.
For those of y'all who've been listening, dog, you will understand why this moment is so great.
I'm so sick of this nigga.
Oh my gosh.
This nigga said Damon Dash Football League with a straight face.
Come the fuck on, man. You cannot be fucking serious. Get the fuck out of here, man. That league is as good as my fucking league. Are you fucking kidding me? Damon Dash, nigga? Rockefeller ball, nigga? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, boy.
Fucking Rockaware fucking football league, nigga.
Fucking tears.
Oh, my God. While we're on the subject of rappers, they took trouble. Lost him at the age of 35. As the story becomes more and more detailed, we're learning that he was enjoying the company of a young woman at 3 a.m. Apparently, there was a nigga whose name is on the lease that just left not too many days ago. He returned and was not too pleased to find trouble enjoying his bed and or his woman. And
trouble found some trouble.
Fight ensued, and then you know how Georgia works. If you in your house, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. And this shit. And what's crazy is there's a video of Trouble going around now telling niggas, don't be fighting and killing niggas for pussy. It's not worth it.
And that's all
it's eerily, yeah. Because the shit, like you know, shit feels cryptic whenever like niggas aren't here anymore. So to watch the video. And watch him saying it feels crazy.
That's literally how he went out.
But it's a terrible way to go. It's a terrible way to go.
Bro, I would hate for that to be the one way to go. Like, that would be a... So it started this debate. Like, people were saying, like, but niggas like, yo, even if you're single, my nigga, like, you need to start meeting these women in... you need to start meeting these women in hotels and shit. But I think was like, even that's not safe.
But that's the not. Thing. Like... Horny is such a drug.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, you could go to the hotel or you could just slide when she's 15 minutes out and save the 145. And I understand the impulse.
Yeah.
I get it.
When you have that itch, it's not too many things that's going to sway you off of that. You know what I'm saying?
But also, when you have a lot of shit to lose, you're obligated to move differently. Mm-hmm. You're obligated to, because it could literally mean life or death.
Jeez, man, he's 35. That's my age. He's young, man.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. Slide with the hammer, okay? Slide with the hammer. I don't give a. Let me tell you something, okay?
Got the hammer on.
Whenever it's time to do the do, take out your wallet, take out your phone, take out your hammer. She just has to fucking deal. What's she gonna do? Let me, hey, man, fuck that shit. Take your hammer to these new encounters, pal.
Yeah.
Speaking of hammers, if you want to know how to use your hammer. Huh? Want to learn how to blammer your hammer? Huh? Want to keep your hammer as clean as Danny Tanner?
That's crazy.
Want to know how to use your hammer in a proper manner? Niggas make you mad? You want to Hulk out like David Banner? You want to shoot and kill niggas, former or the latter? Here's how you do it. Okay?
When the niggas get green, you turn into the Hulk. Like, but not Bruce Banner.
I said David Banner.
You said David Banner.
It's Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner.
David Banner's from the MI, Cricket Letter I.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Like Cock your Glock. My brother Jude. Look, safety. Okay, I'm a hammer-carrying fool now, everywhere that I go. I terrified my auntie the other day. She hugged me and found a surprise on my hip. Hey, auntie. Hey. It's like that. Okay? I don't know what niggas doing. Niggas pull up at grocery stores. Not my fucking food line. All right, go to, hey, shit's crazy. Niggas are tripping. Go to Jude, scrap up, because you don't want it to be you. I'll tell you one thing, it's not gonna be me.
Yeah.
Okay? Not gonna be me. While we're here, guys, the fucking mass shootings. Like when I initially put the show together, I had like one, but you know, they since multiplied. What do you guys make of it?
Man, that shit fucked me up, man. Like, really fucked me up. When that shit came through the news, I was at work, and I was just like, man, I cannot wait to go home to see my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cannot wait to go home. And then they got home, I hugged them, and you know what I'm saying? I kissed them, and they're like, hey, what's going on? I was like, man, y'all just don't understand.
Is it just your kids? Well, is it just my son is really too cool and casual about school shooting. Like, when I talk to this nigga about school shootings, he has this idea, like, he talks about it like it's some shit that happens, like, third lunch.
You mean like the same way we talk about being pulled over and abused by the police? It's our parents?
It's a Wednesday.
Like, it doesn't feel like...
how Columbine felt for us.
Yeah, like when I think about it, I think frantic, danger, fear. Yeah. And I guess, like, after you do enough school shooter drills, bro, you numb to that shit. Yeah. But it's just...
Nigga, if I do one school shooting drill, what the fuck is a school shooting drill, nigga?
The fact that they have to do that shit, bro.
Unfortunately, it's become a part of American culture now. We're becoming desensitized.
Because America ain't got no real culture.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to everything, bro. It's just like, I remember how...
that shit was live streamed on.
Even just a few years ago when Stoneman Douglas happened. I remember how that shit felt as opposed to how this shit feels. Like, it's like... like, you know, like the people who got, you know, God rest them their souls, but the people that got shot and killed at the grocery store in in Buffalo, that happened, and the very next day something happened. Then the very next day at the hospital something happened. Then it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's,
you know what? I'm gonna say something here that I haven't said anywhere else, because you know what? Fuck it. You know how earlier we were talking about Abby's? And I was saying how I don't care that much because I didn't cause the problem and I can't fix it. Mm-hmm. And the niggas who can't fix it ain't fixing it.
Right.
I kind of feel like this here, right? There's been enough shootings where, like, I'm starting not to really feel, okay? We know what the problem is. We know the niggas who make the laws. We know the niggas who make the rules. And those are the niggas praying. So at this point, like, my energy, fucking, like, mourning and being sad, I feel stupid doing it. It's not like we don't know who can fix this shit. Yeah. Like, this is dumb. It's just dumb as fuck.
It's dumb as fuck.
It's dumb as fuck.
But it's just like, I think what people are, which is probably, I don't know, but people are asking, like, at what point, like, you guys want to put a halt to abortions. That's, you know, that's a lot for y'all. But school shootings, that's okay. We can at least put up security around these schools for these kids, like barricade something.
Here's how crazy shit is. That fucking shooting in Texas happened. Nothing happened. A week, 2 weeks later, there was a drag show in Texas where some children pulled up. These niggas rushed as soon as they could to ban children from being able to attend drag shows. Hey, man. You don't want your kids partying with niggas, with fabulous niggas in dresses. Hey, that's none of my business. Okay? But it's just wild that if we're passing laws this month, that's the one you do. Like,
in so terms, like, of protection at that.
You understand? So it's like, to me, that's a, like, it's a big glaring sign that nobody gives a fuck.
That's how I look at it.
Right, like I'm not gonna be the only guy here giving a fuck.
I think they just ain't want their kids to see them in dresses.
Hilaire. All right,
no, or they don't want their kids to see them in there, actually enjoying themselves or watching the.
Mm-hmm. That's why they don't want them there.
I can't do shit about it. I can't fix it. All right, voting don't work. I smoke too much weed to be a fucking congressman. It's out of my hands. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's out of my hands. Write what you got to write. Do what you got to do. I think it's fucked up, but I'm really over this shit, bro.
I dragged Ben to a drag show before. Did I ever tell you that story?
I'd be pissed.
Dragged Ben to a drag show.
Hilarious.
Crazy.
He didn't know that's where we were going.
Hilarious.
No clue.
He didn't know where we were going.
This nigga's on stage singing YMCA.
And I was like, man, we going to this place called, this spot called Lips. He thought we was going to a fucking strip club.
I could understand why.
We get there, and all of a sudden, it's a bunch
of
drags.
It's called Lips.
What do you call them, drags? Is that okay to say that? Oh, I'm obviously guys.
Draggies?
Dragons? Like, what
do you call them?
Dragons is a good one.
Draggers? So we're in there, and then he's like, yo, what the fuck is this? So
all of them queens? Like, do all of them are drag queens?
I don't think all of them are queens. Some of them are drag. Some of them are drag princes, drag princesses.
Everybody can be a queen.
Drag kings.
Okay, all right. DraftKings.
So we go there, and he's like, what the fuck did you bring me in here for? I said, well, as you can see, well, you can't see, but my boss is gay, and this is where he's having his birthday celebration. I really want this promotion, so I had to come.
Want to
come by myself.
Dude, you just be sacrificing your friends left and right.
Do you remember when we first started working at that
job? You
gotta
be stopped.
And Kenny and Hector invited everybody to the gay club?
Yes. I remember that.
So let me. So they invited us to the, like the whole training group to the gay club, right?
You said the whole what group?
Hilarious. The whole learning group to the gay club, right? So immediately, me and all straight niggas like, man, hell no, that's gay. And then them and the girls like, no, don't be ignorant. You eat there, you drink there, the music good. You don't have to be gay to go. Open your mind. Don't be like, they made us feel
bad.
Stupid.
Yeah.
No, not bad. Like stupid. I feel like, yeah, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, why not go?
Just because it's a gay club, it's gay niggas there. I can just tell
that's
gay niggas.
Mean, that's how my coworkers make feel.
They
like
made me
club.
Feel stupid. So I go home, tell my old lady, you feel me? I'm going to the gay club. You feel me? And
how'd that conversation go?
So I said, hey, tomorrow I'm gonna go out you know, with the coworkers. She's like, oh, where you guys going? Like, yeah, we going to the gay club. And then silent.
You go where?
You go to the what? Hey, well, you know, how did you predict? Why women always give you a chance to crucify yourself again?
It was hard for me to take it. Hey, you want me to repeat this shit?
Exactly. Niggas so dumb.
They want to. You sure you want to die on that
They're
night?
They're giving you a chance to rephrase the sentence. What'd you say? That's your opportunity to rephrase or abort.
Stop and think, brother.
They don't want us aborting anymore.
Oh my God!
You're on fire,
guys. Listen, you're on I'm fire. Serious. Stop making abortion
bro,
jokes, okay? You can't make jokes.
I went to the gay club. She say, "Why the fuck would you go to a gay club, Alan? Are you gay?" And I was like, "No."
Why?
So
are
why
you
the
gay?
Fuck are you going to the gay club?
She said, why are you gay?
A little Haitian accent. Are you gay? I'm like, no, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. She's like, your stupid ass is not going to the fucking gay club. You hear me? And I go. Yes, ma'am. I'm not going. Right? So I tell you know, the rest of these niggas that I'm not going. Ben lies and says he's going, but doesn't show up. You know, he bends it.
Typical Ben.
Yeah.
You know, Ben.
Yeah, I'll be there.
He bends it. So two of the quote-unquote straight niggas end up going.
Quote-unquote.
I'm going to tell you why.
Who he was rolling with, cut.
You remember that boy?
I remember.
Hey!
I remember that guy.
One of these boys... I don't know if he got turned out, but he ain't never been the same. And then he started hanging heavy with them gay boys. And then he started taking weird pictures. The changed.
Yeah.
And then the other dude, married nigga, just got too close. I don't know. I don't
came
know.
Came back
bro.
A different guy.
I don't know. Came back a different guy. I don't know. But there's hoodoo in those drinks. All I'm saying is the only two niggas that went and come back right.
Yeah, too much of a good hoodoo. Time.
I just know when we went to that club, I think we lasted in there, what, 10 minutes? Not even.
Pause.
I mean,
okay.
No,
so,
no. It pause. Was definitely, what? It was definitely longer pause because.
Stop!
Because you remember what happened to me, and I was a good sport about it. The goddamn host
oh, yeah,
picked on me the entire
singing.
Night.
They were singing to him. The drag came down and started singing to Ben and shit. Putting their little fucking thing around him and shit.
Oh my God.
Me.
So is it
that shit was very hard for me, Pause.
Is it solely
sacrificial lamb?
So hard for me. Okay. Bro.
Is it solely musical performances?
Musical performances and in between they had like regular music playing and shit like that. They had food like it's like at a club, like yeah, like a strip club. They had food, what, drinks.
Was it funny?
And the host is like an MC. The host is also like an MC.
And he was funny?
Yeah,
like picking on me the entire night. Like,
picking on Ben.
Oh, because
you lucky I'm married. I'd be on you like right on right.
They can feel your nervous energy from the stage. No, no. I know you and I know you were radiating.
So, you know, the whole entire time I was sitting like this. So they're like, oh, he's angry. So they left me alone. But Ben, you know, Ben was just sitting in there like just trying to.
Stroking his beard.
Like, why am I here? Why did Ricky do this to me type shit? Oh, man.
Rethinking y'all whole friendship.
Right. I forgot about that. I thought we got the fuck out of there. I remember we pulled up to the valet and was like, what the fuck is this?
That nigga was trying to remember every good thing you ever did for him so he wouldn't leave you in there.
Yeah.
And then I see a couple of others walking by. I was like, Ricky.
So everybody in there is a man in drag?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody.
I turned to him. I said, Ricky, where are we?
But so there was
what did you do?
There was some women in there that like patrons, like customers.
You better hope.
I mean, I ain't finished.
Okay, all right, man.
Great job, pal.
Fuck me.
So let me ask. When you were in there,
shit, man.
Did you immediately know that something was afoot?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. There were there were too many animals that quacked like a duck, walked like a duck.
And it was too late. The keys were already in Ballet's head. I was there. I was going for my promotion. I said, fuck it, man. We're here now, buddy.
The day they come out with a surgery for knuckles and hands, we're in trouble. Okay. The day they have knuckle surgery too,
knuckle surgery.
Because I don't give a damn what your breasts are like. Why can't you palm a basketball? Why can you do that?
Those big ass, strong ass, oil changing hands.
Why can you dunk?
Fuck out of here, man. Huh?
Why is your steel rating on 98? What's going on?
Look at that nigga's knees, man.
Why are you so athletic?
Come on, bro. Them big ass knees.
Why are you
bro?
Crushing lobster with your bare hands?
Why is your fucking electric slide so aggressive?
Look at Ray Lewis.
Let me see what else that we have to cover. Bro, there's a rumor that the Migos broke up.
Oh, yeah. They got two of them coming out. Quavo and Offset. No, Quavo and Takeoff.
Unk
and
Few.
Unk and Few. They're saying that Offset's the odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he loses. I just think it's weird.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see this coming for those.
Are they like cousins and shit?
Yeah. Well, so Offset and...
Takeoff?
No. Offset and...
Quavo?
Quavo are cousins. And Takeoff's the nephew.
Well, I think right now, as it's set, like, probably professionally, their relationships ran its course. But it's crazy because they kind of prided themselves on being that rap group that never split up and never did.
To like the core.
Do you think that this was probably an agreed upon thing that happened? Like, do you think that Offset is probably like, well, I'm just chilling right now. Y'all could do y'all thing.
He's living good. His
wife y'all catch me on the next project.
Yeah, he's good.
I hope it's not, but something in me is just telling me it feel like jealousy. Like, there was a point where Quavo was the Beyonce. Mm-hmm. There was a hierarchy and shit looked cool. They both got into their respective relationships and Barty definitely outdid
Icy Girl.
Icy Girl, thank you. And it's like, now like...
And now Icy Girl taking off after their relationship.
Offset too. Doing different shit. He actually has hit singles that he can perform by himself. He's doing fashion weeks and he's modeling his ass off. His wife is one of the biggest things in rap. He had two kids as of recent. Like, it literally seems like it's more profitable to be with my wife.
And he's very busy because he cheats a lot, so...
Come on. So it's more profitable to make money with my wife. Because right... There was a time where like... Quavo and Takeoff were the biggest rappers he could hang out with. That's not the truth anymore. That's not true anymore.
He's doing better as a husband.
I'm trying to tell you.
It's more profitable for him.
It's more profitable, a more peaceful life. Like being on tour with the Migos can't be good for your household.
No way.
It can't be good for your home. Being on tour with these niggas, it can't be good.
That's why I'm saying.
But being with your wife, doing Good Morning America with your wife.
Yeah.
This nigga just did TikToks. A fucking Nickelodeon show with his wife.
The Nickelodeon Awards.
She has a different kind of access, so the bag is different.
She's doing a reboot of some shit with the Fairly Odd Parents, bro. Like, this is the bag we're talking about.
We're talking
about the Fairly Odd Parents.
These are doors that he'd never be able to walk through.
I don't want to be in a bando anymore, guys.
Yeah.
I'm so I know you guys feel like you need to do an album because you guys need to keep your name in the Shade Room. Yeah. I'm already in the Shade Room.
Yeah.
I'm on Nickelodeon.
I keep the Shade Room lights on.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't really need... Like, that's the thing. Offset doesn't need a new album right now.
He doesn't. I don't think he'll ever. He's Cardi B.
All he needs is a scandal here and there. Yeah. Like,
Takeoff can use one. I've heard from him in a while.
Yeah, no
and so
cap.
Did Quavo.
Doing it like I got left off Bad Bougie. Him?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
You did, man.
Now they can both use a little, you know?
Yeah. Now it does. In hindsight.
Because... The game is starting to leave, so they have to reestablish dominance. But
and their last album wasn't that great. Culture 3 as a project, Migos' last album wasn't that great.
There was a time where they kept the lights on at QC.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore. You got little baby there. You got fucking
City Girls, nigga. City Girls.
Baby and City Girls and bought them new buildings.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's an adjustment.
Mm-hmm. I think Cardi's over there too.
No, she left.
Oh, she left
completely. She's trying to grow.
That's why. That's why. Offset got to come too. No, I'm just trying to find out, like, who is she with? Because
Rock Nation.
I knew she wasn't a part of it.
She's with Carl Crawford at first.
But okay. Managed by Rock Nation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, Rolling Stone created a motherfucking best hip-hop list that was fucking terrible. Do we care?
Crackers doing black people
that's
work.
That's what I'm saying. It's just these, it's like these hip-hop pages, like, ran by white people who don't know shit about music.
Don't know nothing.
Do we want to go over it? Is what you're asking?
The top 200, I'm looking through
a bunch
it.
Of more terrible.
There's a top 200?
Is it for hip-hop albums?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hip-hop albums.
What's the number one album they put?
We could do the top five. I know they're wrong.
They starting this shit from the bottom up. That's so dumb. They have Montero on this list, okay?
Who?
Montero.
Oh, I'm done. Right. I'm good. Right. Close the app.
Yeah, I don't
close the app.
Montero here, pal.
Close the app.
Uninstall app.
I don't care about... If you had Montero at 100, I don't care about the 99.
Yeah, Playboi Carti above Ghostface Killah. I'm still scrolling.
All right. Anyway, as we continue.
So you're done.
It's not even the good
one. Bro, that's not even a list to go off of, fam. It's a whole lot of red. How are you going to decipher anything from that stupid-ass list? A list that has an album that's not even a hip-hop. He was advocating for it to be a country album. It's a hip-hop album because those same people said it couldn't be a country album.
Lori Harvey and Michael Jordan. Do we care?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't give two fucks.
Ben, do you care at all?
I've been very public about how much I don't care. Very public.
Michael B. Jordan just wanted to date white women in peace, bro.
Crusty, dusty-ass motherfuckers care about what
crusty,
this...
dusty.
Y'all care about what these children are doing? Like,
there was think pieces about this shit, bro.
You know what made me mad?
Big time.
You know what made me mad? This nigga is at the game, just living his life, watching the game,
acting.
Now there are think pieces about how sad. I'd be pissed.
Come on, bro.
Like, if I was doing fine and everybody's calling me sad, I'd be fucking furious.
You know what he's gonna do? He's gonna pop out with a white woman.
You got to. Hey, I'm gonna show you bitches now.
Yep.
He will never go black again.
I'm gonna show you how good I'm doing.
Michael B. Jordan will never date a black woman again. You guys did it now.
Just like the OG Michael Jordan.
I hope you're happy.
That fake.
You guys fucked it up now.
That relationship was not real. It was fake.
PR. All, bro.
PR. Somebody online said that the contract ran out.
Yeah, it's PR.
Listen, I always thought that he was just dating her just so that people would
quiet
think,
out the black people.
Yeah.
Quiet
and out the black now girls. When he go back to dating white women, it's going to be like, hey, he tried.
He tried, yeah.
He tried and she didn't want him. She tried him, so his heart's cold.
Niggas in a pool of Beckys as we speak.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He been in a pool of Beckys.
Diddy and Carisha confirmed their shit.
On a TV show.
That's our new podcast.
I have an adjacent.
You're welcome, Carisha. I know we opened the door for you.
Me. He likes kids?
Hey, come on. Oh.
Come on.
That's not one of his things.
Who, Diddy?
They say boys, but not kids.
She's younger than his sons.
What'd that mean? I'm just preparing to argue in case I have to do this to Eli one day.
She's younger than his sons.
What does that mean?
It means that, bro, you're almost 50 and you're dating a 22-year-old.
What does that mean?
That's not weird.
Why? Are they not adults?
I'm 30 years your senior.
So what?
I think that's fucking strange.
That's ridiculous.
I think it's strange.
Do you think Jay-Z was strange?
So how old?
I think it's strange overall.
Yeah. How old must a woman be so it's not ridiculous? Like, I don't understand. Like, if I'm a 50-year-old man,
30s.
Who can afford shiny new titties? Yeah, I have to fucking pay for the 40-year-old ones? Is what you're telling me?
Especially if the 23 is willing to hit on you.
I just think that for me,
crazy. And then first of all, Carisha's damn near fucking 30.
Is she?
Yeah. She's an adult. Hold on. You know what? Let me.
I don't know how old she is.
Yeah. Let me double check.
They've been scamming for a long time.
Yeah. You could be right. You could be right. Never mind.
Hold on. Is Carisha.
They've been breaking the law for a long time.
Yeah. Let you hit.
Carisha is 28 years old. Come on, baby. Okay. So come on now.
Never mind. She's almost 30.
She's old enough to, you know.
She over the hill.
Yeah. She almost 30. She's good. I thought she was like 21. They act like you're really young.
Look. Anything that ends with a teen, I agree with you.
Well, she is 20.
Okay, if she's 18 or 19, you leave that young child alone. Let her grow.
21 and under, bro. Okay? Leave
but
them alone.
If you're 20, you're in the game.
I just feel like
I say 21.
I just feel like if I'm in my 50s and my daughter,
we got to be able to go have a drink.
25
kid.
And I'm dating a girl that's 22. That's weird. That would feel weird.
If you can't go get a drink with me, we not. It's
if
crazy.
You can serve this country. If you can serve this country as a proud American, surely I can serve you some dick. Surely.
I remember my boy Antonio said to me, if the grass is green, play ball.
No. That's too far. That's too far. Because you get grass in high school. Okay? No. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Stupid. There's plenty of grass in high school. Come on, some of those fields are actually in elementary school. I'd prefer not to.
Green, play ball.
But if the good old US of A sees you fit to go to war, okay, who am I? Niggas are insane. Who am I?
Horny niggas are insane.
I'm telling you, bro, that's ridiculous to me.
So, talking to your homeboy when he's horny as opposed to when he's regular sober,
it's
two different people.
It's
like, nigga, you're a monster right now.
Bro, I recently was trying to convince my homeboy not to cheat. It's just a bad decision. And it was not getting through. He was in it. On Expedia, scrolling through shit, I'm like, bro, pointless.
Once a nigga
don't
is,
do it.
Once a nigga is committed, that's it.
It's the same homeboy I got who keep cheating with this old lady on bitches that look just like her. I think it's so dumb. So dumb, bro. It's the same nigga, bro. Cheating with this fucking
that.
Photocopy. It's so dumb. It's
that.
So dumb. Yeah. I'm so, and it's like he keeps finding them.
It's like a psychological thing.
Something's wrong.
I'm going to conquer all of them.
I'm going to conquer this body type and no one else.
All her doppelgangers.
Jesus Christ, bro. That's hilarious. You trying to fuck all of her twins. Mm-hmm. It's just sick.
We can call Nick Cannon a conqueror as well.
Yeah, because he has a type.
That motherfucker.
Except for the
Cannon
the black
the
girl.
Conqueror.
I can't figure out what that is. That must have been like an affirmative action pick.
Nick loves him. His cannon.
The man with the cannon is bombs away.
Nick's love cannon.
Nick's love some cannons.
But listen,
bombs away.
It might be Nick Cannon and fucking Kiki Wyatt that's causing inflation right now and all the shortages. Fucking kids, they popping up.
That motherfucker always pregnant, bro.
Her womb would have been prime real estate during slavery because that shit is, no one should be able to do that. People aren't built to do that. You ever seen a nigga squat 600 pounds and be like, that's not what humans are made to do?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, like humans weren't built to do that. Like it's a cool trick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when will you need to do this?
I think she had 11 right now, or is it more than that?
Like, what farm are you trying to populate? Like, why are you trying to?
Why are you still having more?
What's going
like,
on?
Like back in the day when you had 13 kids, you owned a farm, and you needed niggas to tend to the crops. You don't own a farm, Kiki Wyatt. What are you hoping to accomplish?
I don't get it. I just don't understand it. And then you stab niggas, so I don't.
My first love can't be streaming like that. What
where
are you
is
not?
The money coming from to sustain
doing?
Those
it's
kids.
Like gambling. It's like gambling, isn't it? Like, the more you play, the higher your chances are of winning.
You know what? In the spirit of fairness, she did get all of these kids from one guy.
Yeah.
So we have to ask him, sir, what the fuck are you? Because you're the one shooting. You're the one doing this.
It must be phenomenal.
Is he the one that got stabbed?
No, it was another guy. It was another guy that got stabbed.
So maybe it's not all one guy.
Because she stabbed a motherfucker during her career.
Yes, she did.
And she's had some kids throughout her career. Because some of them kids are grown as fuck.
Yeah, because I mean, stabbing is baby daddy behavior. That's where you want to stab.
Yeah.
You know? If you're going to stab someone. Okay.
My friend.
Where the... I haven't seen Avant in years. What's he doing?
He's probably fat somewhere.
No, he's definitely fat. It was borderline during his career.
Last time we saw him at Iguanas, he was fat.
Yeah,
he was fat. And he performed for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All he can handle, man.
It's sad to see some of the R&B
those
artists
knees.
Getting old, bro.
R&B artists don't age.
And they
bro.
Still trying to keep that outside same, like, 90 seconds.
What's happened to Genuine, bro?
Yeah, I saw that shit, dog. Bro.
Here's the problem, right? Like, back in the days of Marvin Gaye, niggas sat in the middle of the stage and just sang. And you can do that gracefully up until you're like 80.
Hell you can get fat doing it.
An R&B superstar back then looked like they were 60 years old. They looked old as fuck back then.
But like, even the Temptations, those moves that they did,
you
could do those moves
forever.
Until you're 85.
Forever.
Fat or not.
Now fucking Genuine and Pony when you were 25, I'm so sorry. Ooh. That's the bar you set for yourself.
So,
Bobby fucking Brown.
Ooh. I'm so interested to see how Chris Brown ages. With all his crazy moves he do. That's going to be very interesting to see how he ages.
When he is 37, he'll never flip again.
There's no way.
I'll tell you that.
37? How old is he right now?
Maybe 30.
30, maybe.
I give him 3 more years.
Either that or he's going to have to convert his life and become the most littest praise dancer ever.
I'll tell you this. As long as he's on coke, he'll keep flipping.
Nah, boy.
He's on plenty of coke.
What do you think coke does to your knees after a while?
Makes him numb, I guess.
Plenty of coke.
He's on POC. Plenty of coke.
Hold the Henny. Just bring the coke.
Bring the coke. He loves cocaine. He loves it. He loves it.
Hold the Henny, bring the coke. Is that too long of a title?
I wouldn't make that a title.
Hold the Henny.
Bring the coke.
Is that too long?
And it's like people think that like he's colorist because he doesn't want black girls in his parties. Black girls don't do cocaine, bro. Okay? Yeah. I need the snow bunnies. Okay? To ride the right horse with me.
Pause. Riding the right horse. Riding the white horse.
Okay? To go, I want to go fucking snow globing. What's the fuck? Snow sledding? I don't know snow sports. All right, guys. We have now reached the Ask Real Nigga section of this very program here. And see, during this part of the program, what we do is we take questions from real niggas like you and submit them to real niggas like us for judgment. And we'll give you the truth, unfiltered, unadulterated, organic, no GMO.
No preservatives,
low fat.
And feel free, man. It's all vegan. You know what I'm saying? If you need a word of advice, tap in.
Because, I mean, like, who else but these niggas' advice?
Oh, no, not this one.
Oh.
If you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Get them from these niggas. Get them from these niggas.
Take that.
Yeah, that's what the intro is about.
Yeah, man. Hey, bitch, you better ask a real nigga. Bitch, you better slide with your boy. Ride with your boy. Ask a real nigga. You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. Know I'm quick to hit her. Nigga. About to hit a spliffer. With my nigga. Chrissa. Nigga. This is so gay. This first question comes from my nigga Papi Clemas Vlad. Who would win in a versus battle, Doja Cat or Saucy Santana?
No idea.
I'm inclined to say Doja.
I say Doja.
Yeah, I have the slightest inclination.
I don't know any of Doja Saucy Santana songs.
I don't know any of either.
Not even close.
This next question comes from our good friend Jackie. Hey, little Jack. Has a black woman ever made you feel emasculated? And if so, how did you handle it? Jesus Christ.
Reggie makes me feel emasculated all the time.
Hilaire.
How do I handle it? I just ignore
her. Benefit, has a black woman ever made you feel emasculated?
No. But definitely disrespected. I mean, but that came by default because, I mean, the last one I dated, she cheated. So it's like, I felt disrespected by that, but I didn't feel emasculated.
Like, what does it mean to be emasculated?
I guess made to feel less of a man.
Yeah.
Made to feel like a bitch.
How you do that?
I don't know. I'm not a woman who emasculates men.
But I'm saying, like,
how do you feel emasculated?
Yeah.
Some people can be made to feel like
that's the way a woman.
Let me tell you how I almost fought my grandma one time. Okay. I am fucking. I think I'm 11. Okay. I'm in school, watching the little bitches braid hair. Okay. I'm sitting next to him. I figure out how to do the braid shit. Nigga, I get home, I'm fucking with my little cousin's hair now. I'm doing the little braid. My grandma pulls up on me and calls me faggot in 7 different languages. You hear me? Any language she can find to call me gay, she does it. I almost swung on that fucking lady, bro. You hear me? I was, hey, man, I was having it. Okay? And it's like, in that moment, she tried to play me like I was less of a fucking man because I was doing a braid. I wanted to kill her. I was so fucking hot. So fucking hot. So you could be made to feel like some shit. Like, and they'll try. In my adult life, not so much.
No. It didn't happen.
I can't remember a time that I was emasculated as a child, necessarily.
Or as a man.
Let me go with the word. I don't want to fuck up. Hold on. Emasculate.
But yeah, I mean, even that's as crazy. A man in my older years, like
this
I don't
must be with the
I don't value
emasculate.
Once I don't fuck with you, the value of your opinion drops drastically.
It says to deprive a man.
So if you get to the point to like emasculation.
This nigga asked me what it means. to deprive a man of his male role or identity. In the example that they use is, in his mind, her success emasculated him. That's the thing, right? Some dudes feel less like a man when a woman is balling.
He's a goofy
weird
boy.
Yeah, niggas,
I
man.
I understand.
That's I don't
give a shit about that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that shit, your sense of manhood isn't something that anybody could take away from you. That's the mentality that I've ever approached.
Okay, let's do a slight pivot. Have you ever witnessed black women engaging in the emasculation of someone else?
Hell yeah.
Yes, I've seen
it. What does that look like to you?
I've seen a black woman obliterate a man at a restaurant for not being able to pay the tab.
Yeah.
Like, obliterate this guy.
Did you know him?
No, I didn't know him.
So a nigga on the side table.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. His car didn't go through and she completely obliterated this man. Like, demolished him.
You know, I don't know if it's just me. No matter how much money I have in my account, right before the bill comes, I look at the app. I have to see. I don't care.
Anything else is recklessness.
Yeah.
I have to see.
You're living wild if you.
I'm not going to be the guy, bro. Fuck that. You think I'm on Instagram?
Shit, if I got to move some shit around.
Motherfuckers be like, what if are you that's doing the night? On your phone?
Because
don't worry about it.
What if that's the night that your shit get hit with fraud or something? It's just the embarrassment.
Not even. What if the bill is $75 and you got $73 in your available account? And like another 50 in another account where you could have just put it over.
Because
now you're getting hit with an overdraft and all type of shit that you could have avoided had you just looked.
Because I'll pay some shit, it don't hit for 3-4 days.
Yes.
So I might fuck around and not have enough on the account
exactly.
And not know. Okay? Yep. And if you look, you can do the transfer to avoid embarrassing yourself.
Facts. You avoid the first failed charge when that bitch say insufficient funds.
And it's like you only get grace with failed transactions when, like, you know a motherfucker. Like, you just can't fucking get declined in front of, like, somebody new. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Anybody that's ever, like, their card ever declined when I was accepting payment for their food, it's always weird telling them that. So what I do is anytime that it happens, I'd be like, I think you pulled the card out too fast. You want to try again?
You know what's the funniest thing? Success has a joke about how Jamaicans are so loud, you can't tell them when your card declined because they're going to tell everybody. It's so fucking funny.
That's how we try to avoid embarrassing people. So now just be like, hey, I think you pulled the card out too fast. Hey, try that one more time, bro.
My people are crazy.
Anybody else ever witness the live emasculation by a black woman?
I mean, just...
So it's just a thing for you. You're not even thinking about a specific example.
No, not even now. I was just going to say, just open up your Instagram and Twitter. Like, it's going to happen. Like within
niggas
seconds
ain't
of you
shit.
Open up... within seconds of you opening up the app.
Niggas is broke.
Little dick ass nigga.
Little dick. a lot of them like to use your use their sexuality and, you know, say that they're gay as a form of emasculation. I mean, it's all over the place.
I'm not gonna lie, bro.
I think the idea of the independent woman movement was kind of emasculating for men too.
Y'all really gotta stop calling niggas gay when y'all don't agree with them online. That shit crazy.
That's like it's a double insult.
That's the go-to, though. That's the go-to insult.
That shit really crazy.
Because that's like, I guess in their eyes, the ultimate emasculation.
That has to be homophobia, you know?
It does. It should be.
Yeah, that's right.
But I mean, we're not the ones saying it.
When y'all get mad and call niggas gay, or you must not like girls, or you must like boys, when y'all say that kind of shit, that ain't homophobia too?
That's a good question. It's coming from a weird place, I say that.
That's a good question.
Because that's the thing. In that space, you definitely mean gay is bad, no?
You're right? Making it synonymous because with something
if
negative.
If gay was so good, you wouldn't say it to me at this moment. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. All right.
And a lot of times it do be you. It don't be nothing else. Just know that.
Richard, final thoughts for the evening?
Ben plus Ricky, Chris. Legends.
Fuck this guy.
That's crazy.
Chris, final thoughts.
Like I said, sometimes it really do be you.
Bennifer, final thoughts.
Thank you for listening to the show, man. We're gonna be relaunching our Patreon, and make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're still on the road to 1,000 subscribers. We're almost there. This is the last leg of the race. If you can, please try to help us in our efforts to grow our content everywhere. And appreciate y'all.
Shit, what was I going to say? I lost it. Fuck it. If you're on Tinder with no hookups in your profile, we don't believe you. Who has the song of the week this week, guys? Whose responsibility was that this time?
Oh, can I do it?
I'm afraid, man.
I'm so afraid.
Go ahead, man. What you got, man?
Poppin' by Bushy B.
I was hoping you said Chris Brown.
Why?
Let's get it poppin'.
Let's get it on there. Poppin'.
Shout out to Bushy B, man. Real nigga,
gang.
Man. You left your juice at the restaurant the other day, though.
He did. He came back and got it, though.
Oh, okay.
It's my dog, man.
So popping by Bushy B.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Our podcast is popping.
Is he B?
Yeah.
Look at me standing out, yeah, just like I should. Things changing, people changing, yeah, I knew that they would. All of y'all disappear with my back on the wall.
NWO podcast, peace. And as always, thanks for listening to the NWO podcast, peace.
Pressure they ain't used to. Come with my old shoes, cause they new to them. When you bringin' the real, the hood love you. When you bringin' the real, the hood ride. When you bringin' the real, these niggas high. Hop out, let me see what the hype about. These niggas only going hard cause the scouts out. I'm top five, I can do this.
I'm moonwalking, boy, the ball lights up pills. I might go even harder when we in the hills. These niggas really think they men cause they pay bills. I've been grinding nonstop, I don't miss meals. Trapping in the stool, trying to make meals.
Pocket so fat, call me Orbit.